Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
On today's program, we tell you more about the Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjouy James Soyez. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
See it, boss. I this me collect today.
How are this? $200 and this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force, JDAT, is a voluntary organization established in 2015 by Jamaicans living abroad. The group gives back and contributes to the economic growth of the country by assisting local farmers. JDAT has been engaging Jamaican farmers in a number of initiatives aimed at promoting sustainable organic farming. The initiatives are geared at providing local farmers with appropriate training, technology, and financing options to enable them to capitalize on the demand for organic foods in the United States. JDAT has partnered with the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, and has been working on capacity building with farmers through training. Under the partnership, several farmers have been trained in organic farming techniques, international packaging standards, trading procedures, and quality control.
We are focused most importantly on food security, organic farming, and sustainable farming practices.
Advisory board member with responsibility for the United States West Midwest region, Kimon Gooden. Ms. Gooden, who is also the outgoing head of the Agriculture Task Force, says there are huge economic opportunities overseas for farmers of organic foods, noting that approximately $80 billion is spent annually on organic foods, and there are not enough producers to meet the demand. The organization will be creating an investment circle at the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference in Kingston to ensure that in addition to their voluntary contributions, there is direct financial influence to the agriculture sector and the country.
We're launching the Jamaica Diaspora Agriculture Task Force Investment Circle. The members of the diaspora are going to be pooling money together and investing in farming enterprises.
Starting September 2017, farmers will be able to apply to the circle to get funding for their projects. If the farmer does not get the financial assistance in September, there will be other opportunities as the cycle will run every 3 months. In addition to the investment circle, the task force will seek to connect farmers to overseas markets by creating a free website for farmers called Yard Market. Farmers will be able to upload a list of their produce to the site, enabling buyers to place orders based on local supplies. The task force will be at the upcoming Denby Agricultural Show in Clarendon in August to assist farmers to get involved in its online initiative.
We also created the first ever champion organic farmer competition to recognize those handful of people that are in the movement and to really inspire others to do the same based on their success.
Advisory board member with responsibility for the United States West Midwest region, Kimon Gooden. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. No eat food when it hot. Translation, don't eat your food when it is hot. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
If I cancel them you off, make sure you go get them dark. That is how we are go trace them. Identify them, so you can trace it. Prevent disease from spreading. Your health is worth defending. So you can trace it. You never think we eye tag them with my help. Put the code even on the style. Tag it and trace it.
A message from the Agricultural Competitiveness Program of the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, allow situations to settle before attempting to address them. Never do so when tempers are flaring. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjouy James Soyez with studio engineer Andre Soyez, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
The-
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.